This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you badass wedding hustlers. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're ditching the sluffy bullshit and diving straight into the money-making magic.
You know what?
Pricing psychology.
Oh, yeah.
We're dissecting this awesome book by a seasoned wedding photographer who's spilling the tea on how to charge more and win more.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Pricing Psychology for Weddings. Charge more, win more.
Love that.
And let me tell you, this shit's about to get real.
Yes.
So buckle up, buttercup, because we're about to break down how to use psychology to make those dollar bills rain.
Make it rain.
Okay, so let's face it, pricing can be a goddamn mindfuck.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's not just about slapping a number on your services and hoping for the best. It's a psychological game.
It is a game.
And today, we are learning how to play to win.
Absolutely, and you're damn right. Most wedding pros trip up because they think they're just selling photography or flowers or whatever.
Right.
But you're not selling a product.
It's not a product.
You're selling an experience.
Right.
A feeling. And guess what? Studies show that 60% of people believe that a higher price equals higher quality.
Really?
That's just how our brains are wired.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like that saying, you get what you pay for.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to be the cheap option when it comes to their wedding day.
Oh,
they want the best of the best.
Yeah.
And they're willing to pay for it.
Absolutely. Think about it. When you see a $10 dress,
you
automatically assume.
Oh, it's crap.
Yeah, it's going to be crap.
Yeah.
But a $500 dress.
Okay.
That's got to be some high quality shit, right?
Right.
The price tag itself creates a perception of value.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Damn straight. So how do we translate that into actual dollar amounts for our services?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want to scare people off, but we also don't want to end up in the bargain bin with all the other desperate ass vendors.
You hit the nail on the head. You've got to find that sweet spot, the upper middle ground, where you're seen as premium, but not out of reach. Okay.
Let's say the average photographer in your area charges between $3,000 and $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be rind in that $4,000 range. Not the cheapest, not the most expensive.
Yeah.
But the obvious choice for couples who value quality and aren't afraid to invest in their dream day.
Okay. Love it. But how do we make sure we're not just throwing out like random numbers? I've heard all this talk about psychological tricks like the left digit effect and charm pricing.
Yes.
What the hell is all that about?
Yes. The mind games. Let's get sneaky.
Okay.
The left digit effect is all about how our brains process numbers, basically.
Okay.
We tend to focus on the leftmost digit.
Yeah.
So $3,999 feels way cheaper than $4,000, even though it's barely a difference.
Wait, so instead of charging $4,000, I should charge $3,999.
Dead serious.
Please.
It's a subtle shift, but it can make a huge difference in how people perceive your pricing.
Mind blown. So what about this charm pricing thing?
Charm pricing is all about using those magical digits 7 and 9 to make your prices seem more appealing.
Instead of $3,000, you might go with $2,997 round numbers. Feel arbitrary, like you pulled them out of your ass.
Right.
But charm pricing suggests a carefully calculated value.
Sneaky. It's like we're planting subliminal messages in our clients' brains.
Yes.
Okay, so we're using psychology to set our prices like the badasses we are. But what happens when some cheapskate comes along and asks for a discount? How do we handle that shit without losing our cool and our profit?
Discounts. Honey, we don't do discounts.
Okay.
Discounts are for suckers. They devalue your work and attract the wrong kind of clients, the ones who are always looking for a deal and will nickel and dime you to death. Trust me, you don't want those energy vampires sucking the life out of you.
Preach. I've totally been there, desperate for the booking, giving away the farm, and then kicking myself later for undervaluing my time and talent. But why are discounts so bad? Isn't it just a little off the top? What's the big deal?
Oh, honey. It's way more than just a little off the top. Think about it this way. When you see a store having a massive sale, do you think, wow, their stuff must be amazing? Or do you think, I wonder what's wrong with it?
Yeah, you start to question the quality.
Yeah.
You're like, if it's so good, why are they practically giving it away?
Exactly.
It's like finding a designer dress in a thrift store.
Right.
You immediately assume it's a knockoff.
Bingo, discounts send a message that you're not confident in your worth. And trust me, clients can smell that shit a mile away. Plus, you're attracting the wrong kind of clients. The bargain hunters who will haggle you down to your last penny and then complain about every little detail.
Oh, I know those types, they'll suck the life out of you and your profit margin. So what's the alternative? What do we do when we're tempted to cave and offer that sweet, sweet discount?
Hold your horses, because I'm about to drop some knowledge that will change your entire pricing game.
Oh.
It's called value stacking, and it's about to become your new best friend.
Value stacking. That sounds kind of kinky. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Okay, forget about slashing your prices and looking like a desperate little gremlin value stacking. It's about making your packages so damn irresistible that clients would be stupid not to book you. We're talking about adding bonuses, perks, and extra services that make their hearts sing and keep your profit margin fat and happy.
Ooh, I'm starting to see the light. So we're basically spoiling the shit out of our clients without actually losing money. Tell me more about this voodoo magic.
You got it. They get more bang for their buck, and you get to keep your dignity and your profits. It's a win-win, except for your competitors who are still stuck in the discount dark ages. Seriously, fuck those losers.
Okay, I'm sold. But how do we actually put value stacking into practice? Give us some examples for all the different badass vendors out there.
All right, let's break it down. Say you're a photographer. Instead of giving a discount, throw in a free engagement shoot or some extra album pages. Those cost you next to nothing, but they add a ton of perceived value.
Damn, that smart couples eat that engagement shoot shit up. It's like a pre-wedding hype session, and they get to practice being all lovey-dovey in front of the camera.
Yeah, exactly, and what about wedding planners? You could offer a complimentary venue walkthrough, a don't fuck this up emergency hotline leading up to the big day, or a post-wedding brunch to help them ease back into reality after the party's over again. Low cost for you, high value for stressed out couples.
Okay, I'm seeing the pattern here. We're basically becoming wedding ninjas, anticipating our clients' needs before they even know they have them. What about florists? How can they get in on this value stacking action?
Florists, you're up. Throw in a toss bouquet extra centerpieces or a flower crown for that bohemian bride who's all about that flower child vibe. Petals are cheap, but these little extras make you look like a generous goddess of blooms.
I love it. It's like we're showering them with flowers and making their wedding dreams come true. Okay, so we're ditching discounts and adding value like motherfucking bosses. Yeah. It's like we're making our packages so irresistible that they'd have to be insane to go with anyone else.
Yeah, exactly. Let's say your base package is $4,000, but you've stacked it with so many awesome bonuses that it looks like a damn steal compared to your competitor's bare bones package for $3,000. You're the obvious choice, even though you're technically more expensive. And guess what? You're making more money, honey.
This is making my entrepreneurial heart sing.
Uh-huh.
But wait, there's more. Right. You mentioned something about a Jedi mind trick for wedding vendors. Tell me everything. Don't hold back.
Ah, yes. Anchoring. This is where things get really interesting. It's all about using a super premium package to make your mid-tier offering look like a goddamn bargain. People are naturally drawn to the middle option. It's like they're programmed to avoid extremes.
So how do we set up this Jedi mind trick? I'm ready to use the Force to boost my profits.
Think of it as a three-tiered pricing structure. You've got your luxury package, the creme de la creme, the no-holds-barred, blow-your-fucking-mind extravaganza. Maybe it includes extra hours of coverage, a second shooter, a deluxe album, a custom-designed wedding website, a drone show, the whole shebang, and then you price that motherfucker high, like $7,500 high.
Damn, that's a high-roller package, but I bet it would make a couple feel like royalty.
Exactly. But here's the kicker. You're not really expecting to sell a ton of those. It's there to set the anchor to make your middle tier, your signature package, look like the sweet spot. So let's say your signature package is $4,500. It's still got all the key goodies, but it's a little more attainable for the average couple. And then you have your basic package, just the essentials, for, say, $3,000.
Okay, I see what you're doing here. The couple looks at that $7,500 package and has a mini heart attack. Then they see the $3,000 package and think, that seems a little cheap. Are they using a potato to take pictures? And then, bam, they land on the $4,500 package like it was meant to be.
You got it. They feel like they're getting a fantastic deal without sacrificing quality, and you've just increased your average booking price like a boss. It's all about understanding how people make decisions. Once you know the rules, you can play the game and win.
This is some next level shit right here.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like a goddamn pricing ninja.
Yeah.
But let's get real for a second. A lot of us struggle with charging what we're worth. We've got imposter syndrome. We're afraid of scaring people off, or we're just plain terrified of asking for the big bucks. What advice do you have for those of us who are still wrestling with this mindset?
I get it. It's hard to break free from that scarcity bullshit, especially when you're first starting out. But you gotta remember, you're a fucking artist. You're talented, you're passionate, and you deserve to be paid for your skills. And guess what? Charging higher prices actually creates a perception of luxury and exclusivity.
Yeah, it's like that whole you get what you pay for thing. People are willing to pay more for something they perceive as high value,
Mean,
unexclusive.
think about it. Would you rather wear a $10 dress from Forever 21
Oh, God, no.
or a $500 dress from a fancy boutique?
Okay, you got me there. I'd rather be caught dead in a potato sack than a dress from Forever 21. But what about all those bargain hunters out there? Aren't we going to lose them if we raise our prices?
Good riddance, I say. Let them go feast on someone else's discounted scraps. Trust me, you don't want those clients anyway. They'll be the ones haggling over every penny, complaining about every little detail, and sucking the joy out of your business.
Amen to that. It's like that saying, you can please some of the people all of the time, all of the people some of the time,
Yeah.
but you can't please all of the people all of the time.
Right.
So fuck it. Let's focus on attracting those high-value clients who appreciate our work, respect our time, and are happy to pay for our expertise.
Hell yeah. When you raise your prices, you're not just filtering out the cheapskates, you're also attracting a higher caliber of clients. These are the people who value quality, who understand the blood, sweat, and tears that go into what you do, and who are going to be your biggest fans and cheerleaders.
That's what I'm talking about. I want clients who get me, who appreciate my art, and who are ready to invest in a kick-ass experience. But let's get real for a second. What about those of us who are just starting out? We might not have the experience or the portfolio to justify charging top dollar. What's your advice for the newbies who are just starting to hustle in this crazy wedding world?
I hear you. It's a classic catch-22. You need experience to charge more, but you need to charge more to get experience. But don't worry, there's a way to navigate this tricky-ass terrain without looking like a total amateur. Newbies, listen up. Don't be a cocky little shit and strut in charging 5 grand with 3 weddings under your belt and a portfolio that screams, "I learned photography from YouTube."
Damn, that's harsh,
Yeah.
but fair. You got to pay your dues and build your reputation before you can start charging those premium prices.
Right. Focus on building your skills, your portfolio, and your testimonials. Price yourself competitively, maybe even a little lower, to attract those first few clients, and then gradually increase your prices as you gain experience, confidence, and a killer reputation. You're not going to become a pricing rock star overnight. It's a journey, baby.
It's like that saying, slow and steady wins the race.
Exactly. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is a thriving wedding business. But with the right mindset, some savvy strategies, and a whole lot of hustle, you can build an empire that makes you proud and rich as fuck.
Okay, so let's recap this shit.
Right.
We've learned that pricing is a goddamn mind game.
Yeah.
You gotta ditch those discounts like a bad habit, stack value like a boss, use anchoring to make your packages irresistible and charge what you're fucking worth, and newbies don't get ahead of yourselves. Build your skills, your portfolio, and your confidence before you start demanding those top-tier prices.
Right.
You got it. And remember, the most important thing is to know your numbers. Do your cost calculations, factor in your profit goals, research your market, and then price accordingly. Don't be afraid to adjust your prices as you gain experience and demand. This is your business, baby, and you get to decide how much you want to earn. So go out there and make that money, honey.
All right, wedding warriors, let's wrap this shit up. We've dropped some serious truth bombs today about pricing psychology, but here's the bottom line. You're not just a vendor. You're a goddamn artist. You bring dreams to life, you create memories that last a lifetime, and you deserve to be compensated accordingly. You're not running a charity, you're running a business, and businesses need to make money to survive.
Damn right. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
So what's the final pep talk for our badass listeners? What's the
Yeah.
one thing they should take away from this deep dive and tattoo on their goddamn souls?
Know your worth and then add tax baby seriously. Do your cost calculations, figure out how much you need to make to live the life you want, and then price your services accordingly. Don't be afraid to charge a premium for your expertise, and once you've set those prices, own them. Project confidence, stand your ground, and don't let anyone tell you you're not worth it.
Fucking preach. Confidence is key. If you believe in your value, your clients will too. And if some cheapskate tries to haggle you down, tell them to kiss your ass and go find another vendor who's willing to undervalue themselves. You're not here for the bargain hunters. You're here for the clients who appreciate your talent and are ready to invest in a kick-ass experience.
You tell them, remember, you're not just selling a service, you're selling an experience, a feeling, and that shit is priceless.
Jam straight. So go out there, set your prices like the badass bosses you are, and watch the money roll in. And that's a wrap on another deep dive. We hope this episode lit a fire under your ass and inspired you to charge what you're worth. Now go forth and conquer the wedding world, you magnificent bastards.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast. The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
the Engaged as Fuck podcast.